Oh, we are recording.
Yeah, we're good to go whenever.
I thought we were going.
Surprise attack!
Book Club.
Should we start a podcast?
Yeah,
let's start a podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of We Read Broken Sky, but we're not going to actually tell you about it. I'm here with the best people on the planet, Horse Girl Tim, Jenna, and Anonymous Alex. Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm currently getting constantly surprise attacked by kittens.
Surprise attack kittens.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I have no idea what's happening. That's so I was on the wrong side of that, and it's
you're on
like
the wrong
fell
horse.
In the mirror. Yeah.
Looks like someone's on the wrong side of the river.
No, I've been planning that because I was trying to figure out, I was like, all right, like of the ones that I know, like what all have I done so far? And I was like, oh, I know which one I need to do. So yeah, we did it. Not only did we read the ninth book in the Broken Sky series, we read the final book in the Broken Sky series. We did it. We read them all.
Hey.
It was
really good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It's really, really fun children's book, like,
yeah.
Action adventure.
It felt like the ending that I'm not going to say deserved. No, I am going to say it's the ending I deserved.
It was a Tolkien-esque ending.
Yeah. It was a Tolkien-ass ending.
Yep, that's what I said.
Yeah, yeah. Tolkien's ass was in this ending.
No, I liked it.
Yeah. No, I felt like it wrapped up things not as we predicted, which was exciting, but also in a very satisfying way. Like, I didn't feel like punches were pulled. I didn't feel like, honestly, I was surprised at the amount of time certain things got, because I was like, Chris, you have so much to wrap up. Really? We're still talking about this? But okay. I mean, I'm in. But yeah, it all felt resolved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad that Chris took the time to take two pages to explain to us what a Pyrrhic victory was in detail.
Fantastic. 10 out of 10.
Nope.
Yeah, but he showed what it meant. He didn't tell what it meant, right?
But, he did both. He straight up did tell us what it meant also.
No. Who is it? Mackin told us what it meant. So therefore, right?
You know that Chris wrote Mackin, right?
You know,
yeah, but if
real,
you have your character, this is why I always tell Jenna stuff with puppets, because it doesn't.
I love that sentence.
Count.
Yeah, just
it
full
definitely
stop.
Feels less condescending when you do that.
It's just so I don't get to have to take the blame for having said it.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if the fucking puppet said it.
So with the Kermit stuff, are you trying to walk me to the puppet thing so you can eventually explain things to me with puppets too? Like, are you trying to like? Soft introduce, like soft launch puppets into my life?
Wasn't, but might be now. Sounds like a better plan than the way I was going to do it.
2024, year of the puppets for Alex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if there was, what if that was the rule? Like, whatever.
His Kermuppets.
Whatever gets told to you by a puppet, you're not allowed to, like, actually get mad at the source, though.
Ooh, no. That's...
Yeah.
Because some puppets are not
that can
nice.
Be used for evil.
That can be...
I won't pre-promise my emotions to you or a puppet.
Exactly.
Just saying. But can we all agree that it's the puppet that deserves whatever punishment? I don't even have anything. I'm just thinking about putting stuff in the bank and then that way... Just having a puppet handy in case I get caught.
You can't say, like, putting stuff in the bank and talk about puppets and me not then immediately start singing at an EQ.
So you know who would make good animated characters? the characters from Broken Sky.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This is a mini series though. Would be so fucking good.
Yeah, it would.
Like, ugh. Because there's so many good moments. Ugh. No, I mean.
Except, you know, it would be 5 seasons stretched out over like 20 years, though.
So I would have a much easier time with the story if I had faces that I could attach to the names. Because, like I said, there were big chunks of this book series where I'm like, who? What? Who is this? You know, so having that would be actually kind of really cool.
Yeah. And I again, the reason I picked up this book series in the first place is because it did have illustrations of the characters, but that's a very different type of association. Yeah. And I feel like with something this, even though I have not read nor watched much of it, it still gives me like the epicness of Game of Thrones with all the different factions mm-hmm. and stuff. And that's so much easier when you have a face. So every time that face shows mm-hmm, up, you're mm-hmm. like, this is this person in this place. And I know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, by book 9, it was a whole lot easier. But getting to book 9, there's a lot of moving parts in this story.
Well, and then we talked like, about in what, 7? 7 or 8 when he introduced a whole new thing and are just like,
yeah. Yeah.
What you doing there, bud? There was already a lot. Now you're going to throw more? Yeah. No, we were talking about it the other night and saying, like, I have a vague memory of where this left off. But, like, when I was getting ready to read it, I was just like, I hope I remember. Because there was a lot of things that were happening and... Just remind me one more time, Chris. Where were we at with all these people? Where was everybody?
He also did just introduce a bunch of really, really epic fucking sea monsters all over the place, only to dismiss them pages later and then be like, and yeah. Now they have a machine, so it's not a problem anymore, FYI. And be like, but wait, a giant Cthulhu just crawled out of the ocean to attack a city, and we're just gonna... okay. Cool. But that,
you never know if you're going to get that next book, so just plant some seeds and then fair. Hope for the best. Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah. I think that those sea monsters are still hanging around waiting for
one of them straight up
series.
Died him. Straight up.
Well, not
died
all of
the
them,
town.
But some of them
yeah,
are still hanging
I didn't
around.
Like that one. I liked the other ones better. Well, I guess the other one did die in the magma lava pool too. So,
oh yeah,
one made it. It was giving me, just because we keep coming back to this, it was giving me big Pacific Rim vibes with the like the different names for them. Like, oh no, this one is mm-hmm. the hammerhead one, and like it was kind of that fun thing where everybody was at least somewhat aware of them, at least in concept. And so, like, I thought that was kind of fun. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I should really watch Pacific Rim.
Yes. I don't think you're going to be like, man, I'm better off for having watched Pacific Rim.
Nobody's better off for having watched Pacific Rim, Tim. That's not the point.
Yeah.
I think, well, at least because I rewatched it recently and I was like, there's so much potential there. Like it's because it sets up a lot of cool stuff and then it just... didn't give me what I wanted.
God, I am just back in fucking grade school right now, sitting in front of my teacher, Emily, who just told me there's so much potential there. If you just stopped fucking around.
Mm-hmm. Same.
You're just going too fast. I just want you to spend more time on these things and give me more information, more detail. Don't just zoom past this. I want to know more.
Also, I tend to get really mad at the concept of giant robots that are shaped like human people.
Okay.
And I'm like, what a fucking terrible design. Like, you could build a giant tank and you went with something that's going to get tipped over because
it
only
Tim's
has 2 legs.
Is showing.
Yeah, right? That's exactly what I was thinking. They're not wrong, though. 4 legs is a much better design. That's all I'm saying.
If I ever get a big kaiju fighting robot, I'm going to name it the L0-R3N.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Incredible.
Is that Leet Speak, Alex?
No, that's Low Ren.
I know, but is it Leet Speak Low Ren?
Oh,
is
yeah,
that
sort of. Yeah.
Sort of?
Yeah, Yeah, sort of. Yeah. So I don't think that's there's all you any...
do is replace letters with numbers. Is that the trick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just trying to backtrack to what Jenna said and remember it exactly so I know if it's 100% mainstream or not. I'm reaching back into the archives of my brain from recent conversations. It's just, it's slow to load.
Don't worry, I can just repeat it to you. That was L0-R3N.
Yeah. I was trying to think, I was like, okay, are there any of the consonants that I didn't know if they had switch for, but I was like, oh no, I think that's
would it. L be seven though? L like 70? No, that's
That's only if you turn the calculator upside
that's
down.
Right.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, that's boobies.
I made a like boobies. Yeah, boobies.
I too had 80,000 in my calculator. I think it's funny because I think growing up on like Gundam Wing and the whole Gundam series and Neon Genesis Evangelion, like all of those, like, I don't know. That's just what giant robot that fight looks like in my brain. Like, and I agree with you, it's not the most efficient. You could make a far more to your credit, of which is a realm I'm not going to play in and even pretend, like I think some of the Transformers did it better, but even then, you know, they still were like, but what if biped, what then?
See, look, oh yeah, like man. And I'm like, if you look at Voltron, like, we're all gonna run around in giant metal cats, badass. All right, let's all put together and become a person. A
less agile, wait, what? More clunky, yeah. Slower moving. Yeah.
Let's go from something that really can't be tripped that easily to something that can be tripped very easily.
Yep, can literally be wrapped what up should... so arms no longer work.
Right. Yeah. What should they have turned into, though, instead?
A bigger cat?
More okay. cat.
That's, I was wondering if a bigger cat or, like, horse.
The ultimate killing machine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
So, I have a couple of different thoughts.
Teacher tease, yeah.
Yeah, one of them is the ship the Borg fly around in, I think is a brilliant
cube? The cube? The cube?
Yeah, the cube, yeah. Yep. And then also that big tank machine that Jawas drive around in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, these are good designs.
Yeah, but
these are what you should turn into.
Well, at least the sandcrawler is slow.
And I mean, it did get shot and stop working. So I guess if it was more heavily armored, but the design.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, the design is much better. You're not going to tip that thing over.
Yeah.
You're not.
What do you think of, like, the Star Destroyers and stuff? Like, I've always thought their design was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not bad. It makes a lot more sense than walking around as a person. Like, big, giant, you know, death triangle is pretty good. Yep. But it's a quality design.
You're just picking dice shapes. You're just choosing the dice shapes for your robots.
I want it to be snake-shaped.
Yes. I could even accept snake. Have you ever tripped a snake?
Yes.
Never.
I don't know how to answer that.
Wait.
Yeah. Wait, can one maybe be tripped if one does not have appendages?
Yeah.
Because you can roll them.
Yeah.
You can toss them.
Sometimes they go, they're trying to go over the gap, and they're like, ooh, trip.
See, but then it becomes like a tank tread situation, where it's like, my belly's always supposed to be on the ground, I didn't fall. I was just here. You know? I'm back to my normal operating procedure.
Tank did nope. Try again. Tim, not tank. too many thoughts. Tank. Too far ahead. Tank.
Just took over your body.
It did. As you grew into adulthood, Tim, did you become one of the guys who was the big like tank enthusiast, or did you?
No. Okay. I didn't. Okay. Enthusiast, no. But if you put a tank in front of me, I'm gonna be like, that's a badass fucking tank.
That's fair.
And I'll stare at it for a little while, and I'll be like, I really want to drive the tank.
Are you,
but
if you see something and somebody says that's a cool tank, are you like, that's actually an APC? So
no, okay. No, I am the guy who has to be told that it's an APC.
Oh, sweet.
Because I'm like, do that. That looks like a tank to me. See how it's got the treads on it? That's it looks like a
sir,
tank.
That's a backhoe. So that is Caterpillar.
Not a nice thing to call Kim Kardashian, but okay. The visceral reaction, though, to that, that's actually an APC. Like,
I'm not good with the names of anything.
Same. Like,
I know in my head I can recognize thousands of songs. I know the names of like four.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
And even less of the bands that play them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the idea of knowing what kind of tank something is by, man, I'm lucky if I get a car manufacturer right when it drives past. I have no idea what anything is.
This shape equals this brand. This okay. Yep. Yep. The one that has the animal on it is a ram. Okay. I got it. I did it.
Yeah. But even that's limited. Like, they'll drive past me. I'm like, don't know that one.
Okay. So I one time impressed my brother's ex-girlfriend because they were having an awkward fight in the back of the car while I was driving. So I was like, got to talk over them. That's the only way out of this situation. Mm-hmm. So I just kept like, I was driving on the highway and I'd like look up at whatever car and like I have pretty good like Emily said, brand recognition. So I was like, oh, this fucking like Mitsubishi in the way. Oh, this fucking Impala, blah, blah, blah. And she stopped mid fight to go, wow, you really know a lot about cars. I was like,
oh, sure do.
Yep.
You ever been in that position where somebody said something? I guess it's similar to what you just said, where it's like you do something and they're like, wow, you really know a lot about computers. And I'm like, I wish you fucking understood how much I don't know about computers. Like,
every day of my life, honestly.
I touch the keyboard and the things happen. I don't know how any of that shit works. I'm told that electricity is a thing. I've never seen it. So, like, maybe it's not. But, like, yeah, I just, wow, you really know a lot. No. Mm-hmm. No, I surely don't.
I do not, in fact. Also, just because you watched me operate this software program does in no way translate to me understanding anything about the hardware of this machine. Please don't get them twisted. I don't know. If you ask me about RAM one more time, I'm still not going to know the answer. I'm just not going to know it. Please don't.
I put one formula in an Excel box. I am not a computer expert because I did this. I am not a hacker.
I hate it when I'm like working on a fucking spreadsheet and somebody asks me a question about it and I'm like, I Googled it.
Yep. I Googled it. Yep. Yep.
You should Google it because that's what I did.
Hack.
However, if you want to watch some fucking cartoons with me, I'll pick out every single voice actor and tell you who they are and what else they've been in.
I love that.
It's not just voice actors. It's actors, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a person. They've probably been in other stuff.
It doesn't immediately consume you with the, I must know where I know this person from, that you have to look it
up. No, okay, that's different. That's different. If I recognize face, I have to go to IMDb and figure out what it is that I've seen them in.
For me, it's voices. I don't hear the voice, and I'm like, I know exactly who this is.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's super rare that I recognize anybody.
Even my friends and family.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is surprised every morning when he walks in. Like, oh, hi, Jenna. I have
all three of your names written on my hand right now so that I can remember them.
Is that why you keep wearing the shirts that with the teeth animals on them so that when I see them and I have a visceral reaction, you're like, oh, that's Alex.
Yeah.
Genius, actually.
I just walk around with like Kermit stuff in my hand and the one that swears at me is Alex. So it works.
You know, we all find ways to cope and make it through our day to day.
Actually, I'm going to get you all. I'm going to turn you into Garanimal friends. Like, I'm just going to get you all animal pins and put them on you. And
Alex,
I'll be like,
you know what Garanimals are?
No.
Alex is the cheetah.
They're little like tags that you could put on kids' clothes so that they could match their outfits together themselves.
Okay. They came on the clothes, right?
So you can't like, just like
yeah.
Okay, they're like inherent
cheetah goes
in
with
clothes.
Cheetah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna put them on you now. So I'll be like,
So you have your like have your little animals? Key of the different animals with the name tags on them. Yeah. All right. See cheetah? Yeah. Know which one? Know which friend that is? Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, they still have granimals.
You just showing up at Dragon Con with one of those clear plastic like zippable toy things that you can get at museums. That's all the different animals, and like you're frantically pulling it out as you walk into the digital medium. Like, okay, all right, we got hippo, we got cheetah, yeah. We got antelope, we got this. I'm like, oh, this is a new one. Who's alligator?
Alex Gator.
Alex Gator.
Yeah. I wonder what animal Swan would be.
Elephant.
Probably
an elephant.
You can't have an animal in your name and think that you can't be that animal. It's not how names work.
Then what would you be, though?
Jenna Giraffe.
I think it's pretty rude right there.
I had to take some poetic license. She's a giraffe now because it's closer to.
If that's the case, you don't get to ever make fun of me for being short ever again.
Which is
not worth it.
So funny to me because I've never thought of you as being short because you're taller than I am. So I was like, no, Jenna's tall.
But our legs are the same.
They are. Yeah, the first time I said that, I was like, no, Jenna's not short. She's really tall.
And then you stood next to me and you're like, oh, wait. Huh.
We live in different universes, Swan.
I was going to recap, but I don't think it's important because it was just a whole book of battle. We just
don't spoil the ending for the people. Make them read it. It's a good ending, though, so go read it.
Read the whole series. It's really good. It reads really fast, I promise. Mm-hmm. Okay. I do kind of want some of the unresolved issues that I had to bring to the group. So I guess, spoiler warning for the first time in this series for upcoming parts of the book. If you don't want to know the endings or the lack of endings, I don't know. Okay, one. We never find out what the illness was that killed the family, that killed the mom and the parents of McCann's wife and Oren's mom. Mm-hmm. And then like also, his parents, I think it said in this one.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I was expecting that to be a thing. Like it was going to be something tied to some other thing. And it just wasn't.
Right.
So now you get to fill in that gap, Swan. You get to pick. Oh. We just get to make up some sci-fi illness.
Or regular.
That took him out. Or I guess it could be regular.
It was cancer all along.
Well, yeah, I was like,
oh.
Seems like kind of a downer.
Oh, you got reality in my sci-fi series.
I'd rather have a sci-fi series in my reality, please.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, also, weren't we expecting some more information or, like, payoff for something with Kia and Ryushi's mom?
I think we were just, like, wanting it.
Yeah, there was something
there. We thought that she was, yeah, and I think we made bets, like, either she was part of, like, a Tatterdemalion thing or
the Tatterdemalion.
Or Alani. To Tired of Mommy, and or like Alani was like a displaced time morpher of their mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then they were very clear that she's just 10.
Yeah.
Right.
She really didn't get any other backstory, I guess. Which I feel like there were multiple times in the whole series where it talked about like this mysterious kid that nobody knows. Like, I mean, her being a resonant was a big reveal, but yeah, I was expecting, I don't know, something else along those lines.
Anything. Okay, so can we just establish, because I like the displaced time morpher of their mom. Can we just establish that as canon then? We like it, we're going to take it, we're going to keep it.
For a series that finished publishing in the early 2000s, I think we can. I don't think Chris is going to fight us on it.
No, he didn't even really want to talk about the pendant on Twitter. He was like, I don't know, that was 20 years ago. Stop fucking tweeting at me.
Well, I thought it was sweet because it was like, I think I described it on the book, but that's a really long time ago. It was also like, what are you guys doing? Don't worry, Chris. We'll
yes,
be in
he
touch.
Was very sweet. Oh. I was paraphrasing.
So, and I think just with the flashback with Kia's mom and Calica and Oren and all of that, and her being like grayed out or darked out, like, yeah, I was expecting that to be more of a reveal that it just never came to. Yeah. And then I think it was just I really thought we were going to get more from the whole Tattered Malian group and the Jakira, like more on who they were. But it really just like, and I mean, it was still satisfying with how things went, but yeah, I was expecting more backstory on those.
Do you think she was grayed out because of the deliverers?
Oh, maybe.
Like there was a reason that she couldn't be, like, maybe she was hanging around and they just didn't know it, and they couldn't know it.
Mm.
Or else no balance.
Yeah, it got real like Old Republic force.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah,
balance,
it did.
And I was just like, oh wow, yeah. Oh, this was the like one of the later episodes of the animated Clone Wars, where like you went to like the high power points of the force, and you had all the protectors who like, and it's the what? It's the Watchers in. Wait, one of them's the Watchers, one of them's something. One's DC, one's Marvel, but there's always a presence who is omnipotent and but can't interact, just has to observe. But yeah. I was gonna say, along your point of Ilani being displaced mom, like traveling through the Netherfane and having something go wrong and warp her.
I really love the idea of the people who listen to this that have not read the book series and just hear sentences like that come out of you and just be like, "What?" Yeah.
But none of those were words. I understood all of the words individually, but put together, they mean nothing. I will say, it's kind of what it sounds like sometimes when you say Animorphs things to me. And I'm just like, yes,
fair.
I can kind of understand, but then there were words that mean other things, but mean different things in this context, and I'm not fully sure what it meant. No, there's part of me that I'm a little disappointed that this never got a comic series or manga series, or even like a little like a cartoon or thing. Like it had all of the things, especially of the era that it came out of.
It'd still fly today, though.
Oh yeah,
like it'd still be a really good story now.
Yeah. I could almost see. For this series, having like, maybe it's just my reaction to the end of it, because it was a very Tolkien, like, we went through the battles and all the fighting, and then every character got a send off, and one went away on a boat, and one went back to a place that, like, it was just like copy paste, change some names of the end of Lord of the Rings. So I could almost see this series getting a sort of Silmarillion-esque thing where all of a sudden he's like, okay, now let me go into the backstory of like why all of these factions were fighting in the histories. Then we could get like Makan's wife's story and like Hochi's whole thing. Like we could get a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think that's on, like, I know I make goofs about it, but like, do you think that's on purpose?
That is similar?
Do you think maybe, no, like there's all these like extra threads left in case
in case they publish another book.
Yeah,
I feel like for the amount, and you have now read more of works that he has done than I have, but I feel like when you're this expansive, like we've talked about before, it feels like a D&D campaign. So when you have built this incredibly expansive world and all of that, like I think you have to know that some of these things won't ever get paid off, but.
Yeah.
You know, if the characters happen to randomly show up in this thing, you've got a whole side quest that they can do here. So, yeah, I feel like that's got to be kind of built into this whole world where, like, yeah, given the opportunity, like, I'd write a whole backstory about the Makan and his wife's love story and his corruption arc.
The Keddy J series is very good. That's all I was going
to
say.
I want to read more.
Yeah, it's really good. Or I liked it anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, also the like how did the process of creating the Tattered Melee and Jakira stuff, how did that actually happen?
Oh, also, there was a really interesting deep dive into the brand. I'm not saying that right. Whatever Chiro is.
The brood?
The brood. There we go.
Was it a breed?
Yeah.
That entire introduction of like the internal struggle, like it was like so beautifully condensed into a single chapter. The struggle between like his human and machine side and where he netted out and how he determined that he was a species on his own because he was neither of these things, blah, blah. That was like a whole fucking book arc in one chapter. And I would love to like just backtrack on that. And then what happens to like him before and like, you know, the whole story of that guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the Okra, whatever his boss who'd gotten captured, like, that how do you get to that point of experimentation in the Machinist Guild and all of those, you know, the different levels of humanity and which group is treated which way? Like, yeah. And I was very impressed because one, it's an enjoyable read as an adult, but also like these are some heavy concepts presented really beautifully and really digestibly, I think, in a kid's book. Like that was impressive to me where I was like, oh, these are like the struggles of, you know, AI almost in a certain part of it as you play out that thing. So I was like, that was really cool. That was really good. It was out of nowhere. Like, I was like, I was not expecting that in that chapter, but damn.
The one where Calica, this is the part where I had the same thought. I'm like, man, this is kind of rough. Where Calica is, where Makan is, I don't remember what he's doing to Calica, but she's in pain. She's in great pain. And Ryu, she's like, man, I could stop this. All I got to do is sell out Orin. I can't sell out Orin. But I got to stop Calica from... I'm like, well, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a little bind you find yourself in there, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, but also, like, all of that chapter, all multiple chapters, was really cool. But my garbage brain, as soon as they were doing all the Wyvern racing and everything, I was like, this is pod racing, was all that was happening in my stupid garbage brain. I was like, stop. This is a nice scene. But I was like, nope. That's all I can picture.
I was enjoying playing that level in my brain.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Oh, and then the cutscene where you like pull back and then watch Kia dive for it, and then you're like, do you dive? Fuck yeah, of course I have to. Hit X.
Yep. Oh yeah. Like, do a barrel roll. Yeah. No, it was really there were so many times where it felt so much like a video game. I was like, I want to play this. Like,
yeah.
We kind of are, and I love it, and now I want to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This would make a fucking fantastic video game series.
Yeah.
To Kami's speech right when he died, I had thoughts on that where I was like, if he's right, that sucks. But I kind of feel like he's not right. Like, he's just, like, this is his rationalization for all the crap that he's done.
Mm.
And he's just like, the deliverers did it to me. And then I was like, well, did they though?
I feel like that fits his character, though, is always thinking that it's somebody else's fucking fault for everything.
I know we had talked about, like, the possibility of him getting a redemption arc, and it was definitely not something we were excited about, but I think, like, as much as it still would have been, you know, fun to just have him get absolutely eviscerated, like, I kind of like how they played it. Really, like, it worked surprisingly well because I didn't feel like, oh no, now I'm sympathetic to this character because he's still kind of a shit, but it was a nicer moment than I was genuinely expecting. Just surprised, like very pleasantly surprised with all parts of it.
And I really didn't know until the last minute whether Kia was gonna, what she was gonna do until the last second.
It's a good book series.
Just delightful.
Hell yeah.
I'm so happy you read this. Thank you all for coming on this journey for the books that I picked.
Hell yeah.
So I guess for the predictions section of this, what do we predict as far as the next book series that we might read?
Is that are we picking what the next book series is?
I think we can. Or we could throw it out.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. Unicorns. I think there's going to be unicorns.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are we naming it? I don't know if we're naming it.
We can do whatever you... That's the beauty of this podcast. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
We're reading Del Toro Quest.
Yeah.
And do you know what I know about Del Toro Quest? That it's called Del Toro Quest.
Unicorns?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
We don't know that.
I have no idea. No, there's a unicorn.
I like the concept that you read a book series that had unicorns in it with a certain person, and now you're just like, so if she's going to recommend a book, it's going to have unicorns in it because that she's the unicorn token that I have.
It's a hard one to get in your zoo bag.
She's the unicorn garanimal.
I want the Google Doc that Tim is up with all of our little pictures and our granimals. I'm very excited about this.
Hold on. Making notes.
I think we're going to do world hopping.
Ooh.
What are things that a certain friend of ours has included in their D&D campaigns? Because I've heard that the plots are from the books.
Good point. Oh,
puns.
Shit.
I think we're going to get puns.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We better get puns.
There's a ton of wrestling in that podcast.
I don't think we're going to get that.
Yeah. I thought that happened to them.
Yeah.
But if there's surprise wrestling, then I will happily eat my words when we get to it. I'm like, oh shit, that was a whole book just on wrestling. Okay.
I just went on this stupid journey of hooked on wrestling and like what that would be.
We have two friends named Alex. They can't both be Alex Gators.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's the problem I'm having. I'm running into trouble with my granimals already.
Was it one a unicorn then? Doesn't that solve the...
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Okay, it's fixed.
What's better than my solution?
Alpha corn.
just give them the same initials.
Alpha corn.
No, that was a different solution that I came up with a different time, Tim. I was going to say one's a crocodile, and then you have to determine which one you'll see later and which one you'll see in a while.
That's even better, honestly.
That was a nightmare when I realized that Alpha and Anonymous started with the same letter.
I do, selfishly, whether it happens or not, I do still kind of want to reach out to Chris to interview him. Because I think that would be really fun.
He responded to us on Twitter. We're basically acquaintances now.
Yeah.
Basically.
You've opened the door. We're here now.
Can't wait. I hope it's like the interviews that we do with authors who published books 25 years ago when you ask them a very specific question and they're like, I don't fucking know. I don't remember last week.
Yeah, I'm always curious. Like, again, when I was first creating comics, I was always so sure. I was like, oh no, I'll remember. And I was like, nope. As soon as I made enough of them, I was like, I don't remember. I don't remember what happened in this story. You're going to have to refresh my memory. Like, oops. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Somebody told me I got one of your bird paintings the other day, and I was like, which one? And they started describing it. And I was like, huh? What? I did what?
That sounds cool. And you're like, yeah, you did it. I was like, great.
That's Alex with her jokes.
So I'm happy so many of them are recorded. Because I was like, what did I say?
Well, Alex regularly will tell Jenna how funny Jenna is and then quote a joke that Alex says.
Not regularly. Yeah.
Yeah. It happens. Oh, it's pretty regularly.
It's pretty regularly.
It feels like a power move, honestly. It's like,
maybe
you
it
were so
now.
Funny when you said that. Alex, you said that. Yeah, I did.
You're right.
There's no world in which I believe I said that or could come up with a joke that good. I think it's just crediting the proper source because, like, you're setting them up for me and then I'm just taking the low-hanging fruit right there.
That's exactly what I do to Tim all the time.
Yeah, but it's not the same because I don't even realize we're doing something and I'm not even going to get close to the actual joke. And somebody, I need an adult to come in and finish the joke for me is what it is.
I don't think that's true, though.
You're walking too close to the edge of the joke. Let me get it for you and push you back a little bit so you don't skip over.
The unsung hero of Mad Libs is the person that writes the paragraph that they then put the blanks in.
Oh, that was beautiful. And yes, yes, you provide us the structure to be insane, Tim. And then you come in with that amazing last sentence period.
I've never once thought about who was not getting enough credit in Mad Libs. Contracts are just like Mad Libs for adults. This is what I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I tend to reuse the same word repeatedly.
They're nowhere near as creative.
No. Well, but can I start being creative? Like when it says initial, do they need mine?
I think you should. Yeah, no. I think that we should revamp the way we do contracts, that it should be like straight Mad Lib rules.
Like when you're doing like a lease and it's like, what's the address? And you're like 69420.
Yeah.
Nice,
exactly.
nice drive.
Wish I lived in nice drive.
Me too.
It's just like, you know, just you sit down for the negotiation. They don't give you any order to it. They're going to be like, okay, I need a number. Okay, I need a noun. I said, okay, so you're going to put up your car for this house that you're going to pay $7 a month for.
Let's go.
For a bajillion years.
I like the idea that in those negotiations, you would have to become extremely creative, because if you picked the same house as somebody else, you would both be under contract at the same address. So you would have to just like go buck wild with your whatever you're inputting.
Yeah, it'd have to be like, there'd have to be like game rules to it, though. Like, it's like, okay, I'm going to ask you for three numbers. One of them is how much you're going to pay. One of them is how long you're going to pay. And then one of them would be like, you'd have to want like a high number in this one and a low number in this one. And you'd have to kind of guess where you'd put your numbers. So I feel like we could make Contract Mad Libs the board game is basically what I'm saying.
What if we did it, but like the end of the game was that you actually all have to sign it with a witness and you are bound in this contract with your friends?
Yeah.
It requires a notary. You have to sign a special permission when you buy it from the board game store, and they're just like, okay, so we're, you know, this is the notary we have on staff. They're available on these days. Okay. That's when you can play the game.
Okay, no, I kind of love this now. I'm going to start making this the group contract Mad Lib that you actually get signed and you actually have to adhere to. So it's not going to be anything like money wise, but it's going to be stuff that you have to do or something. Like I'm going to do this.
Hell yeah!
This is hold on, I'm writing this down.
I'm so excited for this.
Make binding contracts with your friends.
Yeah. Become a notary public.
Your friend who is also a notary is going to become the most sought after person. All of a sudden they're going to be like, why does everyone want to play with me?
Guys, really? Again this week?
You don't even have to pay attention to us until the very end, I promise.
I love that that's how Alex just assumes that all notaries talk. Why does everybody want to play with
me? No one's talked to me in 6 months, and all of a sudden everybody's inviting me for game night.
I would gladly pay you tomorrow.
I'm honestly going to be disappointed if I meet with a notary and they don't talk like that.
Yeah. I know, right?
Oh, just normal voice? Really?
You should be like, no, do the notary voice. Come on, do it.
I know you know it. I know you. It's okay. It's okay. I will. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pretend for us. You can just speak like yourself. It's okay.
See, these are the things where then, like, when I have genuine interactions with serious people in the real world, and I'm having this whole conversation happen in my head, and I just start cackling. I was like, this is why people think I'm insane, because I'm just like, but no, use your silly voice. And they're like, what? And I was like, Emily, you know, this is a binding contract, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, I know, but you're the voice.
Yes. Come on. You're paying me $200 for this legal document. I don't think we have the time. But do the voice. No. Come on.
Come on, do the voice. I it'll be really quick, and then I'll go. I promise.
But Emily, I need you to sign this. Why are you giggling every time I ask you to sign this?
Time to pull out the big stamper.
Oh my god, I just fucking lose it at that point and fall out of my rolling chair. It's like, ah! They did the thing! The people walking by outside just hear shrieks of joy. They're just like, another one? Really? Yeah, she's been getting so much traffic lately.
Did we just do a tight five on notaries?
This is why I have trouble having small talk conversations with strangers at parties. Because I'm just like, but do you not also create an AU for your notary? Playing Mad Libs? Is that not what you and your friends do?
And if not, why not?
Why not?
They're having a conversation about contracts and I'm sitting there listening and I'm sitting there quietly and they're like, and then the notary came in. Hey, notaries that talk funny, right? Ah, oh, crap. I said that out loud.
The whole long board table just turns and looks at you. And I'm just like,
yeah. You just hear a screech.
Then one guy stands up and says, I'm a notary.
And you go, ah.
How dare you?
Yeah, he's doing the voice. There's the moments where all I want is to be able to hold my shit together, but my delight will come out, and I know that no one else is going to appreciate this to the same level that I am. I was like, but they did that. They said the thing. It's my favorite part about this podcast, because it's never, never what I think it's going to be, never what I expect, and I love that so much.
Same.
I don't even try to expect anything anymore. I couldn't nope. begin to predict.
Do we dare list all of our projects?
We can try.
Is it time? Is it time to list?
Only we had a notary.
Oh. I do feel like Tim needs to go first because there's a thing that's happening soon.
If it comes out in February, then go to your favorite social media site and look up The Way We Haunt Now. Because the crowdfunding campaign for season 3 is going on, and everybody should go contribute, or at least look into it, because season 3 will be out soon, and you can catch up on season 1 and 2, and the show's great, and I love it, and they let me play a little bit in it, and it's a ton of fun.
Even if you can't contribute, sharing it around with your friends who might enjoy it is also really helpful.
Yeah! Do that. Do that.
And once they do that and fall in love with you and your character, where else could they hear your lovely voice?
At the notary. bitch.
All of that staying in. Every single bit of it.
You can find me at the Vaporeon fan club. No, I'm kidding. Horsegirls.club. I got three. I ran the whole spectrum of weird looks after that. Well, I got disapproving, I got laugh, and I got shock on that. So, horsegirls.club, because you can listen to a cool podcast there with some people from here. And then Late Starters, which is Pokemon TTRPG, which is a podcast with some people from here. And it's a ton of fun. And then Animorphs Anonymous, which is a podcast with some people from here. I don't know if you picked up on the pattern here. I am the creative barnacle. So, just go listen to any of those. They're created by these fun people, and they let me sit with them.
Hork-bajarnacle.
We need a notary to end the podcast.
You have no idea what you've started with me and Alex. Like, you don't. We'll be at dinner, and somebody will say something across the restaurant, and we'll be like, "Oh no, do you need a notary?
Is there a notary in the house?"
I am 5,000% buying Tim an embosser for the next event.
You can get them. The people who do them, like, put embossed things in their books. Like, we can make this happen.
Oh, we're making it happen.
I'm just going to walk up to people that have papers in their hands and would you like me to notarize that for you? Let me get my stamper.
I will lose my goddamn mind.
Am I the only one that has other projects?
Yeah.
You listed all the ones that were on, so.
Yeah.
I'm on an island of misfit
barnacles.
Projects.
Island of misfit barnacles.
Aw, barnacles.
I messed up the whole thing. We were supposed to do other people's.
Yep, that's so now okay. You get to keep going, Tim. Tell us what we're all on.
Yep, so just do the rest of ours.
Yeah, you get to do those.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Alex, but we're not going to talk about Animorphs Anonymous and Late Starters and Horse Girls because we already talked about those. We're going to talk about Dungeons and Draken Beams because that is an Animorphs AU GTRPG sort of ish thing, but it's a ton of fun, and there's a ton of fun stuff going on right now. I'm looking at you, God damn it! I'm looking at Ghost Took Over My Body. I'm looking at you, Animorphs fans, or Bajir Chronicles. You know what I'm talking about. And then there's Swan. See the aforementioned Hork Bajir Chronicles. Spoiler. She is delightful, and she's also on Doodle Crew. And in addition. And you should check out both of those because they're amazing. And then we're going to talk about Jenna, but we're not going to talk about Horse Girls. We're not going to talk about Dungeons and Draken Beams. And we're not going to talk about Late Starters. She's in there. And then we're not going to talk about... I don't know. Maybe we are going to talk about them. Because Jenna's on them. And Jenna makes everything better. I'm forgetting one. I feel like I'm forgetting one for all three of you, and I don't know if I am or not, and it's killing me.
If people want to listen to the specialty D&D that Jenna ran for us, how wouldst one access?
Okay, you take your American dollars, or really any currency, it's a digital age, and you transform it into alms. And you pay the alms to the Patreon of Dungeons and Draken Beams because that's where we hide all the good stuff. It's behind the paywall. Just like we hide Casey behind the Horse Girls paywall. Also, go read B-Sides You on Tapestry Webtoons. Casey's not even here right now. She doesn't care. She's like, go read my shit. I'll tell you that and I'm not even around.
Notarized.
Oh, that! And then you can follow Jenna on all the social medias at Twitch at Jenna Chill with one singular L. I will kick you in your throat if you put in a second L. And then there was another word we were talking about where it had two N's or something. And then we started going off about how there needs to be a second N. That's a whole different thing, though. I forgot what that bit even was at this point, but it was really funny watching Alex add a letter into something because... she's usually the ones that goes on this tirade. And then, you know what? After you've done all that, after you've given all the money to all the Patreons and listened to all the episodes and you're like, man, all this was amazing, go watch Adam Driver in 65.
Perfect.
We'll see you again next time. Maybe.
What were we doing?
Yeah, I don't remember. Who knows?
I mean,
I know that
Tim got a little spicy at one point.
No, this is slander. Slander.
Spicy?
No.
Did the shirt come off?
Oh, it came off.
It did. It absolutely did.
No, I said something, but it's right. And then Alex and Swan both perk up and they're like, what? And I'm like, I don't know what. And they're like, did you say bitch at the end of that? And I was like, no. Oh, I hope I didn't. Now I don't know. So
we did both hear it, and it was to Emily too. He said something like, "Yeah, if you want to, bitch."
Yeah, that's what it like. It was very direct. Like it was a direct statement, and I was just like, "All right, damn, okay." No, it, and then of course, you know, we absolutely let it go and did not mercilessly tease him about it.
Did
rest
not
of
bring
the
it
night.
Up once.
No, yeah, because we never do that.
Fucking piranhas.
Yeah.
What is that? Blood in the water?
There was 1.2 where Emily and I were not at all in the scene, and Tim said he turned around, and in the chat we're like, "Turn around."
Yeah, no, it was once again the, we have separated the party and we have left Swan and Alex together so that when they're not recording, they're just blowing up the chat with their nonsense.
When we are recording, we're blowing up the podcast with our nonsense.